Hallelujah. Here's another beautiful song about yielding. And it's funny how it's actually an old hymn that I used to sing when I was a boy in church. But I think of some of those church people singing these words, you know, I surrender all. And it just kind of, I looked back and I thought, well, I don't know about that. Anyway, we can really sing with our whole heart, can't we?
Amen.
Hallelujah. All to Jesus I surrender, all to Him I freely give. I will ever love and trust Him, in His presence daily. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Praise you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Praise you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Amen, Lord. That's really beautiful, huh? Sing that song with your whole heart and just really get in the spirit. Well, we're going to have somebody come up and sing a song now. Sing a few songs that are, we're kind of put them all together here. But there are a few songs that, some oldies, You like oldie goldies, you guys? Yes. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Amen. Oh, thank you, Lord. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Wow, that's a beautiful song, that one, I Surrender All. And you really listen to the words of these songs, and you really let them touch you. They're so moving, you can just feel what those people that wrote them must have felt. They were really feeling like we do, you know. They had to really forsake all and give themselves to the Lord completely. And you know, they were written with the anointing of the Holy Spirit. That's why they still work today.
Amen.
But the reason the church people aren't moved by them is because they don't listen to the words or try to really act upon them or live them. So, Lord, help us never to be like that with
Amen.
Our songs.
Lord, help us.
Help us always to really listen to those words and let them sink down into our hearts and not let them just be tradition, but to really have the power with which they were first given. Thank you, Lord. Well, I hope I can sing here. I'll shook up. Thank you, Lord. Well, yieldedness is a real special subject for us, isn't it, Sam?
Amen, sure is.
A couple of hard heads here. Well, praise the Lord. The Lord's getting through to mine. I hope he is yours, too. There's a song that I was really thankful I could sing tonight because it's one that means a lot to me. It's Aaron's song. Songs, actually. We're going to do a little medley of some of his songs that have actually won a lot of disciples to the Lord and has really brought people to a real decision about Jesus and about serving the Lord. And I hope I'm going to be able to sing some. And about really giving their lives to him. So, okay. Thank you, Lord. I know it's really helped me a lot. I remember when he first got the song and he sang it, I just burst out in tears because I guess I must have been going through a very similar thing as he had been going through. And he wrote songs that were just so from his heart, things that he was experiencing about yielding to the Lord, because he was a pretty hard head too. So, if you're a hard head, there's hope for you.
Amen. Like, thank you, Lord.
Like there's hope for me and a few of the rest of us. But it shows you that all we have to do is yield to him, and he can do anything with us. Let's see. I don't have my glasses on here, Sam. Can I bring it a little closer? Okay. Sometimes I act so ungrateful, it makes me feel so bad. But Jesus says, don't let it bother you. That's okay, that's all right. Next time let me fight. But I said, Lord, what do you mean? What do you want me to do? Jesus says to me, just let me live my life through you. Jesus says to me, just let me live my life through you. God says, yield to me and I will break your heart. Am I not he that hath set you apart? That's why I gave on Pentecost Day my spirit to save and keep you always. God says, yield to me and I will break your heart. Go ahead, Jeremy, help me. Man of sorrows and acquainted with grief, he's still the same today. In him is your relief. He can heal your broken heart, a heart that's broken for lost souls. Just let him have his way. God says, yield to me and I will break your heart. is your life. Sorry. Okay, gotta have a little help from my musician friends here. What is man? His days are like the grass. Won't be long. Like a flower, life, the field is flourishing. Well, the wind passes over and it's gone. And the place thereof will never see you again. But Aaron used to like to bring it home a little bit. He'd sing, for what is your life? Your days are like the grass. Like a flower of the field, you're flourishing. But the wind passes over and you're gone. Won't be long. The place thereof will never see it again. You better hurry up, make your decision now. What is your life in spite of vapor? Don't have much time. You're here a little while, and here you're gone. You've got no guarantee for tomorrow.
Today,
there's only one way. Jesus is that way. Jesus is that truth. Jesus is that life.
Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus.
We love you.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Oh, wow. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Those beautiful songs. Thank you, Lord.
Trust and obey. When we walk with the Lord in the light of His Word, what a glory He sheds on our way. While we do His good will, He abides with us still, and with all who will trust and obey. Trust and obey, for there's no other way to be happy. Trust and obey. shadow can rise, not a cloud in the skies, but his smile quickly drives it away. Not a doubt or a fear, not a sigh or a tear, can abide while we trust and obey. Trust and obey, for there's no other way to be happy in Jesus but to trust and obey. Not a burden we bear, not a sorrow we share, but our toil he doth richly repay. Not a grief nor a loss, not a frown nor a cross, but is blessed if we trust and obey. Trust and obey, for there's no other way to be happy in Jesus but to trust and obey. But we never can prove the delights of his love until all on the altar we lay. For the favor he shows and the joy he bestows are for them who will trust and obey. Trust and obey, for there's no other way to be happy in Jesus but to trust and obey. Then in fellowship sweet, we will sit at his feet, or we'll walk by his side in the way. What he says we will do, where he sends us we'll go. Never fear, only trust and obey. Trust and obey, for there's no other way to be happy in Jesus but to trust and obey. Trust and obey, for there's no other way
praise Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Praise Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. We've heard all this talk about trusting the Lord and yielding to him, and boy, it's sure good to keep piling it on because we need encouragement, amen? So this is a couple of old songs that I remember as some of my favorite songs when I was growing up. And when I heard Grandpa sing some of them, it really touches my heart. And I'd like to sing with you guys, Must Jesus Bear the Cross Alone and Nearer My God to Thee. Are you familiar with these songs? Some of you are. But we've all got a different kind of cross to bear. And we're just saying that sometimes your cross is a lot different than somebody else's. But it's the one that God's chosen for you. So must Jesus bear the cross alone and all the world go free? No, there's a cross for everyone, and there's a cross for me. Now you can sing it with me one time, okay? Must Jesus bear the cross alone and all the world go free? No, there's a cross for everyone. cross for me. Nearer, my God, to thee. Nearer to thee. Even though it be a cross that raiseth me, still my song shall be nearer, my God, to thee, nearer, my God, to thee. Praise you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Amen. I'd like to call Faithy again to sing another beautiful song. Some of these songs just really touch your heart, don't they? They just, I tell you, some of the oldies and newies and thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Praise you, Lord.
Beautiful words. Near, my God, to thee. Just want to get nearer and nearer. Sometimes it's a real fight. But thank the Lord. He hangs on to us, doesn't he? Hallelujah. Has he been hanging on to you? He's been hanging on to me. Thank you, Jesus. So this is another old favorite of mine. I'm just moving it a little closer because I don't have my glasses on. Okay. This is Grandpa's song. I call it that because from the time I can first remember, Grandpa was singing this song. And I think it's a song that made a big impression on me as a child and then later on as a teenager. Because of the way he sang it, I could tell he really knew who he was talking about. He really knew Jesus, and he really meant every word he was singing. So it really would touch me when he would sing it, and it became one of my favorite songs to sing for others. And probably you all know it, so you can sing along. I'll try not to mess up this time, boys, okay? I'd rather have Jesus than silver or gold. I'd rather have him than have riches untold. I'd rather have Jesus than houses or lands. I'd rather be led by his nail-pierced hand than to be. I'd rather have Jesus than men's applause. I'd rather be faithful to his dear cause. I'd rather have Jesus than worldwide fame. I'd rather be true to his holy name. Nothing to sing that, but here I am laying on this cot, and the rain is coming in overhead, and I've eaten cold food out of cans, and well, a few of you know what that's like, right? All you missionaries out there, you know what that's like. Well, now we can sing this verse because we know what it's like to really want Jesus more than anything, even a good hot meal. What about it, teens? Oh, I'd rather have Jesus than a soft, warm bed. Oh, I'd rather have Jesus than a roof over my head. Oh, I'd rather have Jesus than a good hot meal. I'd rather have Him than these things that I feel. Than to be the pastor of the great fine church and be held in the system's Lord's sway. No, I'd rather have Jesus than anything that world system affords today. Sing it with us. Than to be the pastor of the great white church and be held in the official's board sway. No, I'd rather have Jesus than anything that world system affords today.
Oh, many things about tomorrow I don't seem to understand, but I know who holds tomorrow, and I know who holds my hand. Oh, many things about tomorrow seem to understand, but I know who holds tomorrow, and I know who holds thy hand. Have thine own way, Lord, have thine own way. Thou art the potter, I am the mold me and make me after thy will. While I am waiting, yielded and still, have thine own way, Lord, have thine own way. Hold o'er my being absolute sway. Whiter than snow, Lord, wash me just now.
as in thy presence humbly I bow. I know the Lord will make a way for me.
Has he ever failed?
I know the Lord will make a way for me. If I trust and never doubt, he will surely bring me out. I know the Lord will make a way for me.
Let's sing it to the Lord.
I know you will make a way. To go, dear Lord, or mountain or plain or sea, I'll say what you want me to say, dear Lord. I'll be what you want me to be.
Come on!
I'll go where you want me to go, dear Lord, or mountain or plain or sea.
Not much time left.
I'll say what you want me to say, dear Lord. I'll be what you want me to be.
Thank you, Jesus.
Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Praise you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus. Praise you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Praise you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Anybody here ever have to start all over again? Is it easy? Well, I bet there's a few people here who's had to start all over again more than once. And you're looking at one of them. And one of the times that I was starting over again, the Lord gave me this song to encourage me. I'd like to share it with you. It's called He's the Potter. It's so hard to start all over when you thought you had it made. It's like dying every day. So hard to forsake those dreams you created, so you busted back to nothing, just a cog in that big wheel, and you fight to the end, trying to see something that's real. Let him break you, he'll remake you, and you'll shine with God's new light. He's the potter, you're the vessel, let him mold you as he likes. Knows exactly what he's doing. You're part of a master plan, but you still wonder why. Hang your head and you cry. I just don't understand. understand. But then you finally reach your limit, and you're smiling through your tears as his love floods your soul. You're ready to go, and the vessel is whole. Let him break you. You'll shine with God's new light. He's the potter, you're the vessel. Let him mold you as he likes. Now don't try to run away. There's no use trying to hide. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Praise you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
Beautiful.
Thank you, Jesus.
Okay, well. I just have to do it a little bit at a time. Actually, we don't have to do it at all. We just need to pray. Love the Lord. And follow. Three little things. Thank you.
day by day.
Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you. Praise you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord.
This is a real beautiful story that if you really want to get a real deep meaning of it or try to visualize it, maybe it's one that you can really close your eyes and see it painted, okay, in your heart and in your mind. So once upon a time, in the heart of the Eastern Kingdom, lay a beautiful garden. And there in the cool of the day was the master of the garden, who went for a walk. Of all the dwellers of the garden, the most beautiful and beloved was a gracious and noble bamboo. Year after year, bamboo grew yet more beautiful and gracious. He was conscious of his master's love and watchful delight. Yet he was the most modest and in all things gentle. Often when wind came to revel in the garden, Bamboo would throw aside his dignity. He would dance and sway merrily, tossing and swaying and leaping and bowing in joyous abandon. He would lead the great dance of the garden, which most delighted his master's heart. One day, the master himself drew near to contemplate his bamboo. With eyes of curious expectancy, Bamboo bowed his great head to the ground in loving greeting. The master spoke. "Bamboo? Bamboo, I would use you." Bamboo said, "Master, I'm ready. Use me as you want." "Bamboo," the master's voice was grave, "I would be obliged to take you and cut you down." A trembling of great horror shook Bamboo. "Cut me down? Me? Whom you, master, have made the most beautiful in all of your garden? To cut me down? Not that. Not that. Use me for your joy, O master, but cut me not down." "Beloved Bamboo," the master's voice grew graver still, "if I do not cut you down, then I cannot use you." The garden grew still. Wind held his breath. Bamboo slowly bent his proud and glorious head. And there came a whisper. "Master, if you cannot use me unless you cut me down, then do your will. Cut." "Bamboo, beloved Bamboo, I would cut your leaves and branches from you also." "Master, master, spare me. Cut me down and lay my beauty in the dust, but would you take from me my leaves and branches also?" "Bamboo, alas, if I do not cut them away, I cannot use you." The sun hit his face. A listening butterfly glided fearfully away. Bamboo shivered in terrible expectancy, whispering low, "Master, cut away. Bamboo, I would divide you in two and cut out your heart, for if I do not cut so, I cannot use you." "Oh, master, cut and divide." So did the master of the garden take Bamboo and cut him down and hack off his branches and strip off his leaves and divide him in two and cut out his heart, and lifting him gently, carried him to where there was a spring of fresh, sparkling water in the midst of Master's dry fields. And then putting down one end of bamboo in the spring and the other end into the water channel in his field, the Master laid down gently his beloved bamboo. The spring sang welcome. The clear, sparkling water raced joyously down the channel of bamboo's torn body into the waiting fields. Then the rice was planted and the days went by. The shoots grew. The harvest came. In that day was bamboo once so glorious in his stately beauty, yet more glorious in his brokenness and humility. For in his beauty, he was life abundant, but in his brokenness, he became a channel of abundant life to his master's world.
Take me far away to walk with you in halls of freedom. Take me by the hand and lead me where you want me to go. Break me, break me till there's nothing left of me but you, Lord. Then use me like you've never used me. Praise you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Praise you, Jesus.
Love where there is injury. instrument of your peace. Oh Lord, make me an instrument of your peace. Oh Lord, make me an instrument of your peace. That I might not seek to be consoled, but to console. I might not seek, but to console, not to be understood, but to understand, not to be loved, but to love, for it is in receive, it is in forgiving that